the rest of the story. At 3:20 p.m., in the middle of a matinee performance of the hit comedy Mr. Bluebeard, one of the lights lighting the actors from above exploded, then some fabric caught fire, then a super flammable oil-painted flat, until a shower of flaming tatters rained down on the stage. The play's star, Eddie Foy, rushed out to implore calm, but too late. For already the SRO audience was screaming, crushing toward the exits, madly climbing over one another in the vain attempt to flee. But the blaze, too, was trapped inside, so contained that it had raged a quarter of an hour before a slight plume of soot alerted someone in the street. By the time firemen arrived, it was over. Indeed, the bodies were piled so high behind the exit doors that before would-be rescuers could manage to break through, the conflagration had mostly extinguished itself. Some died trampled, others gulping smoke, the rest horribly burned alive. December 30, 1903, in the deadliest single building fire in U.S. history. For 602 people, the majority of them women and children, perished in terror that winter afternoon in Chicago's newly opened Iroquois Theater, brashly advertised by its builders to have been, quote, absolutely fireproof. Well, in fact, it was. The structure itself, inside and out, remained remarkably intact. What incinerated was its contents, the curtains, the sets, the seats, the people. Also, the Iroquois had opened in such haste only weeks previous that most of the much-touted safety equipment, including fire escapes, had not yet been installed. Furthermore, to prevent patrons in the balconies from sneaking down to the better seats, upper exits were sealed after the performance started. Meanwhile, on the main floor, exit doors opened in like check valves against the emerging mob. Today, on Chicago's Randolph Street between State and Dearborn, where the Iroquois once stood, now stands the Ford Center for the Performing Arts. But the screams of Once Upon a Winter Time would echo forever after, for in the wake of the Iroquois Theater catastrophe were proposed the fire safety standards by which builders and building owners are bound to this day. Non-latching outward swinging exit doors and exit lights and automatic sprinklers and alarm systems, to name a few. Yet as we gather at the gravesides of the hundreds who died a century ago, it bears mentioning that the Iroquois Theater's magnificent Greek temple-like facade, that towering stone column and archway entrance through which theatergoers passed, walking in and carried out, was designed by its 29-year-old architect Benjamin Marshall after a monument in Paris. So might those who first gazed upon it have been chilled had they known that the Iroquois Theater itself was a memorial to a memorial to the 150 victims of an 1857 fire. Only now you know the rest of the story.